Trotwood lived, and as he stood trembling at his aunt's gate that night, he looked fit to scare away the very birds from her garden. His shirt and trousers were torn and stained. His face, neck, and hands were tanned brown as a berry by the sun. The soles of his shoes were worn entirely off, and only a little of the upper leathers were left, while his hat was so crushed that it looked like an old battered saucepan without a handle. The house in the midst of its well-kept gardens looked cool and quiet. David peered in at a window and caught a glimpse of an easy chair between the muslin curtains. This suggested to him that his aunt might at that moment be seated inside in awful state, and at the thought he grew more timid and conscious of his forlorn appearance. He was just on the point of stealing away to make up his mind what was best to do next when a lady came out of the house. She had a handkerchief over her cap and large gloves on her hands. She wore a gardening pocket, like a carpenter's apron, and carried a great knife. David knew at once that she must be Miss Betsy, for she came stalking out of the house exactly as his poor mother had often described her stalking up the garden at home. She saw him standing there and shook her head at him, making a chop in the air with her knife, and calling out that no boys were wanted there. David watched her as she marched to a corner of the garden and stooped to dig up some little root. Then, without a scrap of courage but feeling very desperate, he went softly up and stood beside her. "If you please, aunt," he began. Miss Betsy looked up. "Eh?" she said in the most amazed voice he had ever heard. "If you please, aunt," he repeated, "I am your nephew." At this, Miss Betsy was so surprised that she sat flat down in the garden path, and David told her his whole miserable story. She sat and stared at him until he started to cry. Then she got up in great haste and dragged him into the house by his collar, exclaiming, "Mercy on us!" at intervals all the way. No sooner did she get him inside than she began dosing him with remedies from a medicine closet. She seemed to be giving him whatever she laid her hands on without stopping to see what it was, and David was sure that among them all he tasted anchovy sauce and salad dressing. Once she paused unexpectedly in giving the servant some instructions about his bath and became much displeased at something that was going on outside the window. "Janet! Donkeys!" she screamed, and her little maid went running down the stairs as if the house had been in flames. She darted out on the patch of lawn, shooed off two small donkeys that were feeding there, and soundly boxed the ears of the urchin who was with them. This performance was repeated.